America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
In 1987, some first graders were promised a college education. This came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income, sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
He ran for state office and was beaten. Started a business and failed. Ran for Congress and lost. But thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up. Persistence. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, my name is Misty Crutchfield with Gandhi's Bee Magazine, online magazine designed to raise awareness and inspire people about all of the amazing things happening in the world, as well as all the challenging things that can help us raise awareness so we can make a difference in the world and be the change. One of my inspirations is Sister Jenna and America Meditating Radio. I listen, you should too. Hello and welcome to America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. And we are on the journey together. We're not alone in our stories. I think sometimes when we hold it all in and walk around quietly thinking that no one can understand what I'm going through or no one understands what I've been through or who I am, we amplify a story that might even be common in the lives of many others who have either been there, done that, or are there, or have done that, but also want to move on beyond that. And so the conversation that we hold with ourselves and the conversation that we hold with individuals that we feel comfortable with are so important in processing our energy so that we can get closer to our own internal tranquility. Sometimes I feel that the fear of not feeling that I can be opened, or the fear of feeling that I'm alone in my story, perhaps could be one of our biggest blockages. I was remembering, you know, a friend of mine that I have connected with of recent, and the person lives a spiritual life and leads a spiritual community. And the irony to sometimes our languaging or conversation is, as I'm listening back from her, I'm going, wow, the stories are so similar. I thought that only really I could be, you know, aware of these thoughts or these feelings. And then I'm realizing there are collective groups of individuals who are all carrying a particular story. And that is helping, actually, our own lives to move forward if we're open to finding community in all of that. And even at times when we are uncertain if we should really be too open, I think it's okay. I think it's really important for you to just manage your stories together as a team and make sure that you find that trust and openness with each other so that you can be at peace with yourself. You can be tranquil with yourself, because we are not here to be peaceless or uneasy or unsafe. You're listening to America Meditating Radio Show. Stay tuned. We're going to have the master of Tranquilosophy, Kimberly Wilson, who's the founder of Tranquil Space Yoga Studio, on the air. And we're going to be having a conversation about life. And before I go to Kimberly, why don't we do what we do best here? And that is to have a meditation together so that we can calm down and find our own Zen zone. From my Off to Work CD, take a deep breath and let us get into our place of calm. Today, I am calm, and I will stay calm and cool. I will remain inside of myself, peaceful, calm, and cool. And as I walk and move around at work, I share the vibrations of coolness and peace from inside me. Welcome back. You're listening to America Meditating Radio Show. That was Calm from the Off to Work CD, which you can get on iTunes. Kimberly Wilson is an author, artist, entrepreneur, and activist named among the top 4 yoga teachers in D.C. by Washingtonian Magazine. She is also the creative director and founder of Tranquil Space Yoga Studios, named among the top 25 yoga studios in the world by Travel and Leisure. She holds a master's degree in women's studies and social work and has authored 4 books, including The Hip Tranquil Chick. And with a passion for doing good, Kimberly co-founded the Tranquil Space Foundation and is a cheerleader for animal rights. In 2008, Kimberly was honored as a new leader in philanthropy by Greater DC Cares. She has completed trainings ranging from Jivan Mukti to Yin to mindfulness and brings a potpourri of styles into her teaching. Her work has been featured on Martha Stewart Living Radio and in Daily Candy, Fit Yoga, U.S. News, and much more. Today, we're very happy to welcome Kimberly Wilson to the America Meditating Radio Show. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello.
Glad to have you on the air with us today. I know that it seems as if your part in the story is to just continue to do good. And how important is that for us to feel the internal emergence of doing good in our lives? And what was there a particular event? Was there something that Kimberly was going through that started to emerge this story for her?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. That's always been something I've been particularly drawn to, is this idea on, you know, how can I give back? How can I make a difference? What can I do to leave this planet having made the world a little brighter in some way? You know, no matter what it is, whether it's finding a stranger, starting a nonprofit, you know, working as a therapist, teaching a yoga class, whatever it is, that's kind of been, I think, a motivating factor for me really since a young age.
That's fantastic. Now, were your parents contributing to that?
You know, I think so. I definitely observed my parents very much, you know, immersed in world in a way that was different, I felt like, than others. You know, my father is a writer and a museum curator, very into, like, history and photography. And, you know, we had a dark room in our house growing up. And then my mother very much into, like, handcrafts and canning and, you know, things along those lines. So it's like this deep connection to nature and to creativity. It's interesting. Most kids would go to Disney World or something like that for their family vacations. We went to national parks and graveyards for my father to research, or old forts or ghost towns. Like,
fantastic.
What's Disney World?
That's a very interesting story. So maybe that's why you wanted to move more towards tranquility, because it seems to be a big language in your soul's story at this time. So you opened Tranquil Space Yoga Studios in D.C. I know it's in, and also one in Arlington, Virginia. And the one in Arlington was recently voted as the best yoga studio. What inspired your initial interest in yoga, and what led you to keep, you know, moving the story forward, especially where yoga studios are concerned?
Yeah. Well, so in 1996, I was living in the mountains of Colorado, and I had recently graduated from college and was kind of in that in-between stage, pre-graduate school, pre-figuring out, you know, where life direction takes me. And, you know, I was seeing this stuff about yoga in a lot of magazines, and I thought, this might be interesting. And the local gym I was a part of had a yoga class. So I went and took my very first class in 1996, and I really just kind of fell in love. I was like, this is magical. And it was definitely before it had the cachet or the popularity that it does now. And so whenever I moved to Washington, D.C., I began taking classes, and I sought out a training in 1999, and then later that year, I opened up my living room to strangers at the corner of 16th and U and put out flyers in the neighborhood and invited people into my home and began teaching yoga. Whenever I needed a name for the studio that was beyond what it was called at the time, which was Yoga at Kimberly, so not terribly exciting or evocative, I was like, I think I would like people to feel a sense of tranquility. You know, I want it to be a place where they walk in and it's as if their cares or concerns of the day or the week can be left behind. And so that was the impetus behind the name Tranquility, and that's real, or tranquil space. And that idea of tranquility is just woven into pretty much everything I do, or at least the speaking of tranquility, I should say, because it's not as if there's a magic recipe, right? You know, it's just this idea of every single day trying to find a little dose of it in the heaviness and the quickness of everyday life.
So now, as Americans, we tend to look at yoga as a very physical practice, and we feel that in its physical element, it helps us to at least relieve the tension in the mind. But I feel like it's a lot more than that. There's something very spiritual about yoga, and I'd love if you can touch a little bit on what do you gain spiritually through your practice of yoga?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And there, of course, there are definitely many physical benefits. And that is what I think a lot of people are initially drawn to it for. But then there can be the recognition that there's just so, so much more that lies beneath it. And yeah, from a spiritual perspective, it's the sense of being able to calm and ground in a very kind of busy city, you know, very transient. Washington, D.C. is also, you know, the fact that I've been here almost 20 years, people are like, ah, you know, if you've been here like a year or two, you're basically a native. So it's really amazing, I think, to see how people shift from the moment they walk through our doors. You know, they may be a little grumpy at the front desk. You know, they've had a hard day at the office. They take the yoga class. They're like little angels on the way out. You know, so it's this really interesting evolution, I think, of the way in which yoga has a shift for people, even within a 1 hour or an hour and a half practice. And it, to me, it's a lot about slowing down, grounding, getting out of your head and into your body. Can be so profound.
It's true. You founded Tranquil Space Foundation. Is that also about yoga or is that something else?
Yeah, so Tranquil Space Foundation is about yoga, creativity, and leadership for women and girls. And that's been our mission really since we founded it in 06. And so as we're coming on kind of like almost our 10th year with the organization, what I'm really hoping and that we're looking to do is to expand it into something that's a bit more of like this global movement idea. With the yoga, creativity, and leadership, you know, we were taking it to basically it was teen girls around the area. And then from there, we created this curriculum. And then from there, we also gave grants to organizations that worked with and supported women and girls, mainly within the area. And now what our hope is, and we're going to have a new website and this whole new kind of launch of a program, basically like the Tranquility Project or the Tranquility Movement. It will be this idea of how to have more tranquility in your life by doing just simple things throughout the day. And so that's going to be the trajectory of the shift for the mission of the organization. And I'm really excited because it allows us, you know, a group of volunteers taking this programming out to girls that are local to allowing it to be this online program that anyone can access, because I believe anyone can benefit from Tranquility, and it's not just, you know, girls that we can reach within the area. So that's going to be the shift, over the next few months.
That sounds very meaningful. Is there a website that our listeners can get a hold of more information?
Absolutely, tranquilspacefoundation.org. And one great thing, too, is we spent the past year creating curriculum that's an 8-week program to take mindfulness, creativity, and leadership to girls. And so it'll be a free program that people can download, and we should have that up shortly, too. So anyone who wanted to bring that to their church, synagogue, girls group, book club, you know, anything, they could just download this program and begin to work with it.
Thank you so much for that good work. In just a few words, could you share with our listeners something that you feel that is at the core of your belief system and it moves you in just about a high percentage of everything that you do? So basically, what's sitting at your core belief systems that it's really moving everything that you do in life right now?
You know, there's this great Gandhi quote, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." I think I came across that probably about 15 years ago, and it's really stuck with me. I think of what it is that I want to bring forth, you know, through my work as now as a therapist and, you know, as a yoga studio owner, as a teacher, as a writer. You know, it's like, how can I best bring forth what it is that I want to see, you know, rather than sitting around complaining like, oh, this is happening or that's happening or I wish this was different. You know, it's like how to kind of get out there and just with small, small little steps, you know, it's like how can I add a little dose of kind of love into somebody's life who may be struggling. And, you know, the great thing is you really never know whose life you're touching. You know, I will get emails from people who maybe have been reading the blog for years, and they're just like, I just wanted to let you know that this has been so helpful, or this has helped me get through a challenging time. And yet, you know, I would have no idea. It's probably somebody I would never meet. Maybe they live in Korea or the UK. And it can just be really amazing of the ways in which we can reach out to people without even knowing it, if you're putting your work out there in some capacity. I think that's a really, really powerful message for these times.
It is. And I'm glad that you're using the media and all the social gifts that we're given to do good. I know a lot of individuals tend to find it challenging to hold back something that's more depleting in the soul when they put it out there on the market, you know, and it's good that you're offering that. Kimberly Wilson, thank you so much for joining us on the air today, and hopefully we'll be able to have you at the Meditation Museum to perhaps conduct a workshop at some point.
Sounds great.
All right, fantastic. Thanks for all the good that you're doing and all the very best.
Thank you. You too.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So you can use your life for good, my friends, and you could use your life to uplift humanity. It's always going to be in the power of your hands. Never you forget that. We are the change that we wish to see in the world. As much as we think it's easier to wait for somebody else to make the shift, it's really entirely up to you. We're going to turn the lines over now to Sister Gita as she reads us one of her wonderful poetries or sayings of the day. And so here we go now to Sister Gita.
Good morning. I am reading from the book Feeling Great, authored by Daddy Yankee, Kelly Johnson, etc., creating a life of optimism, enthusiasm, and contentment. Authentic living. Taking stock of yourself, I encourage you to do this for about 30 days. This is a simple but effective exercise. If you do all the steps honestly and faithfully, it will make a difference in the way you feel, the way you look, and the way you view others. It will take you back into balance. Step 1, self-image. Take a look at yourself in the mirror. Identify 4 characteristics that you're proud of. 2 physical, eyes, legs, smile, shape, etc., and 2 non-physical, caring, a good listener, friendly, funny, etc. Every 2 weeks, add 1 physical characteristic and 1 non-physical to this list. By the end of the month, you should have 10 positive characteristics, 5 physical and 5 non-physical. Read them every morning when you wake up, and every evening before you go to bed, remember them during the day. So it's looking at these physical part of you. Because sometimes in spirituality, we forget the physical so much. And we get a little bit out of off balance. So taking stock of yourself, a 30-day plan to authentic living. Think about this. Thank you. And have an authentic day, and Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, Sister Gita. Thank you, and I think it's true. We all are capable of living an authentic life. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We are here to cultivate an attitude of loving each other the same. Hope you've enjoyed our conversation with Kimberly Wilson, founder of Tranquil Space Yoga, and also enjoyed Sister Gita's beautiful sharing today. We hope that you'll get a chance to download the Off to Work City or Off the Grid into the Heart City. It's really a wonderful resource tool. Pause for Peace app is an incredible free app that gives you an incredible amount of resource, so hopefully you'll get a chance to also upload that on your smartphone. Take care, everyone. We're going to end today's sharing and discussion with Bliss on her UCD. All the best, everyone.